Orange in the Central West, 105.1 Triple M. We're brought to you thanks to the Orange City Centre. Joining us online once again this Friday morning, Dr. Gabrielle Staniforth. Good morning to you, Gabby.
Hi, Neil. How are you?
Well, thank you. We're going to talk about osteoporosis. This is quite timely for me because my doctor has said you need to go and get a bone density scan. I'm guessing it's got something to do with potential osteoporosis. What is osteoporosis?
Yeah, so to understand what osteoporosis is, I think it's important to understand how bone is made. It's continually in a process of being destroyed or broken down and then remodeled, which is in a fine balance. And this is actually what gives bone its mature structure and strong structure. And it also allows calcium to be released from the bone, which in turn maintains normal calcium levels in the body. So osteoporosis occurs when that balance between breakdown and remodeling is disturbed. So the breakdown actually is more rapid than the remodeling. And that in turn makes the bones become thinner and weaker. And that can result in breaks or fractures with even a minor bump or fall. And that's what osteoporosis is.
Okay. Does osteoporosis occur firstly in joints and moving areas more so than other bone areas?
No, not necessarily. It occurs across all bones.
Okay. Now, who is most susceptible to getting osteoporosis?
So there are certain risk factors, like anything. Age is probably one of the biggest risk factor, and one, obviously, that none of us can escape. And that's because as we age, women lose estrogen and men lose testosterone, which causes bone to lose calcium at a faster rate. Women are actually more at risk because they go through a sharp decline in estrogen after menopause, whereas men lose their testosterone more gradually as they age.
Yeah.
I guess other risk factors that are important are a family history of osteoporosis, having a low calcium intake in your diet, having low vitamin D levels, and other medical conditions, including things like thyroid conditions, gastrointestinal conditions resulting in malabsorption like celiac disease, and other chronic conditions such as rheumatoid arthritis. And as always, lifestyle factors can also increase the risk, which include low levels of physical activity, smoking, excessive alcohol intake, being very thin, or carrying excessive weight.
Okay. Now, as I mentioned at the outset, a bone density scan is what I've got to go and get. So is that part of the screening of this?
Yeah, so the bone density scan is something that is quick and easy to do at any imaging facility. It only takes 10, 15 minutes. It's not painful. And if you are over 50 and have certain risk factors, or in fact under 50 with certain risk factors, it is Medicare rebatable. And importantly, all 70-year-olds are eligible for a free scan every 5 years, regardless of risk factors. So what it does is it just, I don't actually know how it works, to be honest, but it picks up the thickness or density in your bones, and it comes back with a score that either classes you as normal, at risk, or having osteoporosis.
Okay, and that's the screening measure that exists?
Yeah, yep.
Okay. All right, prevention and treatment, let's talk about that. I mean, you mentioned diet, exercise. What can you tell us?
So prevention is always better than cure. And I know it sounds boring, but lifestyle has to come into everything. And it's once again really important with osteoporosis prevention. So most importantly, ensuring that there's an adequate calcium intake in our diet, which is included in things like dairy, tinned fish, which actually have bones in it. So think of, you know, the salmon tins that actually have little bones in them,
right.
Eating the bones as well. Green leafy vegetables like broccoli and bok choy, and even some soy containing things like tofu.
Yep.
Also having adequate amounts of vitamin D. Vitamin D actually comes from the sun. Well, it doesn't come from the sun. We make vitamin D in response to the UV radiation from the sun. So it is actually important to get a little bit of sunlight every day. But obviously in Australia, we have to be very cautious of that because too much sunlight does lead to skin cancer. So once again, a fine balance. And also ensuring that we are moving our bodies every day in terms of exercise, but including in that exercise, weight-bearing exercise, which is doing anything on your feet, so running, jumping, walking, And also progressive weight training is very important in terms of loading up your bones and increasing that density.
Okay, now treatment?
Treatment is once again aimed at that, so making sure that we've got adequate calcium, vitamin D. That can be supplemented with tablets if we cannot get enough either from the sunlight or from our diet. And then there are other medical treatments that can be prescribed, which are generally well tolerated. They come in lots of different forms and they aim at slowing that destruction of the bone by while still allowing it to be remade, if you like. Okay. So it can be a daily tablet, a weekly tablet. There are IV infusions, which are yearly, and six-monthly intramuscular injections. So lots of different choices. And as I said, they're generally pretty well tolerated.
Okay. And of course, if anyone has any concerns or if you think you might be in the susceptible group here, make sure you talk to your doctor.
Absolutely.
Dr. Gabrielle Staniforth with me, the Mindful Doctor. You can find her on the internet as well. And thank you very much for your time this morning. Have a wonderful day.
Yeah, have a good day too, Neil.